As a young Boy Scout, I was taught all the basic Boy Scout things. Like a scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. I was also taught how to camp, cook. I also learned how to wire a house and plumb a house, how to build a fire. The fire building, the challenge for us was in making a fire so that you could light it with one match and keep it going even in the rain. And no lighter fluid or paper, all natural stuff. When I got older, the challenge became to use no match, only survival, flint and steel, a battery from a flashlight. I could go on a long time about how to get a fire going, and so I will. Jesus today wants to set the world on fire. He wishes it was on fire for God the Father already. Jesus sees that there are some warm spots on the earth, but the people of Israel are not burning, only gathering firewood, and in some cases using it to burn Jesus and to finally crucify him. What I learned about making a fire is that to start a fire, you need a good base of tinder. Very fine material. Then tiny sticks that will burn hot and fast. And then the next size, about pencil thick, then finger thick, and so on, up until you have logs. Any smoke jumper can tell you that a dead, dry pine tree is perfect for starting a fire. Fire for the Lord starts with the tinder of the Bible, the Word of God, and with prayer. These are a good base, giving us information about Jesus, redemption, the sacrifice of Jesus, what Jesus and the Father want for us, and how we should live, the Ten Commandments, the fruits of the Spirit. All while praying to a God we may not yet know, but are praying for faith. There should be smoke coming out first, and you can smell the progress. And now the heat is building. There will be small flames you can see. We are often confronted with the problem of the Ethiopian eunuch who asked Philip, "What does it mean?" Now we add small sticks. We need instruction. Help from a trusted source. No, not TikTok or a Snapchat meme. A pastor, a teacher, a learned friend, the catechism of the church. And sometimes a little bit more kindling, back to the Word of God and instruction, adding prayers of others for us. And we can see progress. The flames are starting to spring forth. Once the small flames are hot and rising, we need to add more fuel, bigger sticks. The big stick, the church. Learning about what the church has to offer. The Eucharist, reconciliation, confirmation, all the sacraments. The church also has a repository of faith with deeper sources of knowledge. Church fathers' teachings. Going back to the source of the fire. Lives of the saints, the faith of those before us, and the traditions of our faith. Some of us need a bit more kindling to get a fast flame going again. The Word of God and more prayer. At this point, you start hearing the fire. It's crackling. It is rising. In a misty rain, when you hear the crackle, you breathe a little bit better, knowing that the fire is now real and is growing. Smoke you can smell, flames you can see, crackling you can hear. All your senses are alive in the hope, warmth, and safety of that fire, or resting in the arms of Jesus. In survival, you protect the fire, you keep it alive. The interesting thing about fire is that to start a fire, it is true, like the old campfire song or vacation Bible school song, It only takes a spark to get a fire going. Someone needs to build a fire to be ready to receive that spark. Parents, godparents, grandparents, teachers, co-workers, all the faithful are building fires. Jesus wants us all to be on fire for him. But unlike the scout fire, safe and contained, he wants a wildfire. Out of control, sparks flying everywhere, with the Holy Spirit guiding the sparks when we send them out. The raging wildfires out west are bad enough. But fire breaks, roads, rivers, a good dousing will stop the progress of a wildfire. Fire control is often most concerned about the embers and sparks, jumping out ahead of the fire, over those fire stops, starting new fires. These can trap firefighters between fires or cut off supplies. It's a very dangerous situation. But in my scenario, we are the fire. Satan is the one putting out the fires. He started this with the original dousing, sin, giving us limited life on earth. He almost extinguished the original fire in our first parents. He lies about everything good and makes the good bad and the bad good, corrupting whatever he can that is good, destroying life, corrupting love and innocence. At a campfire, the fire becomes embers, and it slowly dies down to nothing. With time left alone, a fire will die out. The light diminishes, and if we are going off to go look for something quick in a tent, we might throw a bit of kindling on it to have a fire flare up to give us light so we can see. We all need to return often to prayer and the Word of God in our lives. But that light quickly fades. We need the church to keep adding large sticks and logs to our fire to keep us burning for the Lord. The church provides instruction, retreats, music, community, life, answers, and a safe place to ask answer questions. Boy Scouts taught me one other thing important about a fire. It is not out until it is dead and out, cold. When we would put out a fire, we had to be willing to place our hand in the fire pit to check it for sources of heat. No reckless fire starting was allowed in scouts. A dead and cold log will not start a fire on its own. If we become dead and cold in our faith, there will be no reckless sparks, no spread of the gospel. Jesus wants us to be alive, on fire for him. Spread the news that he is alive. His spark started the fire in us. We, through the Eucharist, the church, the communion of saints, the Word of God and prayer, need not just keep the fire going, but we need to spread it to others in our lives.